Good morning. Oh, the mic is working, which is great.
Okay. Yeah. It's okay. Okay. Yep, I think it's fine. Hello.
Okay. So good morning again. My name is Bojan Vrhovnik. I'm a technical evangelist working for Microsoft Slovenia. I'm a web developer. And today with me is
Jakub Butkowski. I'm .NET MVP, and I think that's enough for now.
That's enough. So Jakub and I decided to show off technology in a more descriptive way, in a so-called
cage match.
The idea behind the cage match is basically putting two developers side by side, showing pros and cons.
Fighting about technology.
Yeah,
fighting. Basically. It's not showing.
So today we will be comparing two technologies, the new one, .NET Core, which I'll be talking about, which is a general multi-purpose framework.
Blah, blah, marketing stuff. And the good old .NET framework that everybody knows. Me.
Okay, so so in this process, we will also tackle developer productivity, right?
A bit.
And I'll be doing my demos on a Mac.
Running Windows,
of course.
Of course. Yeah. That's full, Macs are full. And I will be using my old laptop.
Yeah. So, should we start with the basics? Maybe with the demo that ruled them all?
Mm-hmm. Hello, world.
Yes.
Okay. One, so, two, three.
Three. Oh, I need to sign in.
Ah!
Okay, I'm in. So let's start.
I'm loading Visual Studio.
And I'm done.
Where?
I created my project.
Where is I don't see Hello World yet.
Just a moment. You'll see it now. I know one.
Okay, that's impressive. But
oh, look, Visual Studios has.
Yeah, I know. After a few months, it's a perfect time to grab a cup of coffee or something like that.
But I at like least, the coffee part.
At least I don't touch this. Whatever, it's command line. The prompt.
Come on.
Who is using that?
Come on.
Who is using that?
Command line?
And who even wrote the Hello World? How did you will edit that Hello World using Vim? You will not exit the Vim until the end of the presentation, so
I could, but what I will be using is a brand new lightweight code editor called Visual Studio Code.
Notepad without IntelliSense.
Yeah, just wait a minute. So
I'm still writing my code, wait.
So I'm almost done. Let me show you the IntelliSense.
Okay, that's probably impressive. I'm sure you can't debug that. Look, I can set a breakpoint, hit F5, and I'm debugging the application.
Oh, I need to put a breakpoint here. See?
Hmm. Okay. But you don't, like, it's still Notepad on Cox or something like that. It's, You can't do application insights. You don't have architecture menu. You can't connect to the SQL server. You can't use ReSharp. It's still Notepad.
True. I can't use ReSharp here, but what I can do is basically use a lot of other extensions that are available through the marketplace, done by the community and also Microsoft. If I check for insights, here you go. I can install the insights.
Okay, that's okay.
Code editor.
Okay, I give you that. That's nice.
Do you want to see something even cooler?
Like Hebe Dragons.
Oh, wow. Maybe not that cool. But what I can do is basically convert this application to a web application.
I can do the same thing. I can show you. Look, can't shift a new web application. It's really straightforward. I don't know why we even bother doing that.
But this is creating a new project.
I'm converting. You will see. You will see Hello World. You will see Hello World at the end.
Yeah, but the thing is that you will be doing with all the garbage that comes with the.
Yeah, I'm writing my code, and you?
Just a moment. Look at this. I'm in the terminal.
Yeah, come on, like
again.
Everywhere. It's like
So let from me add a package.
From clicking to command line, yeah, that's the progress.
Well, I can do
30 years of development and back to command line.
Oh, come on. You love command line, you just want...
No, I don't like it, and that's why I'm clicking.
Let me restore packages.
Yeah, and he's still using the main method. That's completely... I don't know what you're doing. For sure, you're not writing the web application.
Just wait a minute, I will show you. What I'm talking about.
I'm just trying to load my views.
Let me just check if everything builds. Okay. Now what I can do is basically build the whole pipeline.
Go ahead. I'm still loading. So.
Oh, awesome. So let me try something.
Oh yes. Okay, so now I will write the hello world. Yeah, we decide to migrate that to the hello world. So,
okay. Something is missing. Let me fix that.
What?
Well, usually when you're using kind of smart text.
So you can't add the using here.
I can, but this is kind of when you add a new package.
Yes, of course.
This extension is basically not getting the current package. So what I need to do is restart it.
Yeah, it's Microsoft way.
Come on, but this is not.
Look, I've got Hello World.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was fast.
I know. Old good way.
Okay, but let me check. Let me check now. Now we will see. Wow, I can use. It's not that big, but I can use SmartX. But. The idea is not here that
okay,
I can use smart text.
So you have added the using. Where is the using?
The using is up here.
Okay.
So it automatically
added. Cool. That's
something
really nice.
That you have in Visual Studio, but you also.
Yeah, I have very sharp, and I've got Alt Enter.
But don't forget, this is a lightweight editor. But let me show you something. So what I will do is basically create my own request pipeline. So I will be.
So you need to write the whole thing from scratch.
Well,
and I'm just hitting.
No,
project
usually
new.
When you're using the templates, you already have this all set up. But now I'll be using it from scratch just to prove a point. So I'll be using a new
button.
Web server which is called Kestrel.
Okay.
Which is a nice name. I don't know.
I will ask for Kestrel later on, just because it's
let me build
quite
the
interesting.
Pipeline. And let me host. Let me run it. But what I want to do is basically configure.
So just to write the web application, you need at least 10 lines of code.
4 lines.
And I did F5.
5. Yeah, but see in the project how much files do you have.
I don't care. I just hitting F5.
Yeah. But that's bloated, so we have. But let me show you. So let me run something.
That's
now if you notice, if I do the IntelliSense, I don't.
It doesn't work, it's like.
Yeah, but this is something that SmartTech is not yet.
It's smart enough, I know.
It's not enough. Okay, let me just add a few using statements, because
few you can add using refactor, and few you need to do manually.
Yeah,
that's really
that's why that you know what you're doing. If you're just clicking, then you don't know what you're doing.
Yes.
So let me run this.
I don't know.
See, I have it.
Oh.
Now let me just call the context.
I can do like.
Come on.
I have to remove all the unused usings in pressing one key.
I'm writing. And let me say hello world.
Okay, that was quite impressive. 5 minutes for hello world example.
And you see the squiggling part? There's an error. So let me fix that. No, that's mine error. So
okay.
Now it's
fixed. Yeah, live coding.
F5.
And IIS restart.
You see that I'm listening on localhost 500. So let me just go to that port and see. Hello world.
Can you zoom? Because I can't see. Okay.
Hello World.
Okay, congratulations. I've got the same thing already running up. So
yeah, but check this out. So what if I add some middleware?
Okay, what's middleware?
So middleware is basically a piece of software that is assembled into the application.
Just show me and explain that, because
now let me just close this because I don't see it.
I don't see it too.
Go. Let me just go on
there. Okay, so the idea is you want to what to do exactly, and I will do the same thing on my computer then, just to prove you that I can do it.
Okay. I want to add a new basically pipeline that will handle current request. And if I put something in this request, for example, if I put a query string smiley, it should output something else. If not, it should continue with the request.
Okay.
Okay. So let me show you. So what I will do is basically create a use, and I will call async. Put in the context. So if you're following simple rules, you can.
Yes, I'm writing. Don't worry. I'm just doing the same thing using old good technology that everybody knows.
Okay, just let me.
And I will hit F5, and you said adding a query string, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Smiley.
Yes.
Can you customize it?
Sure, I can.
Okay, cool. But I'm just waiting. Look, because I, you know. I'm doing this. Wow. I'm done.
Come on. I'm writing.
I see you writing. It's still quite complex.
Well, this is just a demo, but usually you have all the...
So usually it's more complex. Okay, then.
So let me just
go. Okay, that's... you will be saying, I am working.
Okay. We should probably just fix the errors first.
I am working.
Else, await.
I am working too.
Next.
Okay.
So let me restart this. So this is my middleware. Mm-hmm. So it means that I'm getting the whole request. I'm doing something with that request. And if I want, I can call the next component in line. Can you combine different components that are doing stuff? For example, authentication.
Sure, I just see the code. I don't know how it works, so I want to see proof.
This is live coding, so. So now, if I go and open, so it should work the same.
Okay, it's hello world. Okay.
If I decide to say smiley, it'd be only I'm working.
Okay, that's cool because you have intercept the in request and I can see the smiley and display the different thing and cancel the whole request. That's cool. That was easy to intercept.
So, right, you're using MVC, right?
Yeah, I'm using MVC
in this case,
because I like MVC. MVC and is straightforward. I'm just hitting F5 and it works.
Here, if you're adding a package,
yeah,
basically with MVC, you can use MVC.
So the MVC is a middleware. Okay, so MVC is a middleware. Yeah. So it's right now it's like Ovin and Nancy. It's just copy paste from Ovin and Nancy.
It is similar because it's the same idea, but it's different because it's rewritten from ground up.
Okay.
So it's basically
what is rewritten.
Sorry.
What is rewritten?
The whole core.
That's why it's core.
Of course.
Okay.
But the idea here is that it doesn't run on existing pipeline. So if we look at the current.
So it will not work on my computer.
It only
works on yours.
No, it will work.
Okay.
But check this. You know that I'm running Mac, right?
Yeah, but what? So.
Right, with Windows.
You mark I'm PC. I know this advert. Everybody knows. You cool? I'm not. But you're running
this
Windows.
I wanted
it's
to beat
it's
your
convenient, and that's
this
it.
This is because I want to beat you on your own ground.
Yeah.
So this is something that is also in the Microsoft mission statement, which is empower every person and organization on the planet to achieve more. So, for example, this the same solution. Come on, again with the dragons. I can run it on a Mac without any change.
Yeah. Okay.
So. Let me just.
And another command line. So the Mac work.
Yeah, but.
So I don't know, it's progress or it's... I don't quite get it. I'm coming from Windows, I know, the Windows.
You like clicking, right?
Yeah. And now I only see command line.
You're a mouse guy.
So you buy, you both really expensive, and you're using command line.
But you will see in a moment.
Okay.
So I will do the same procedure. Restore. Oh, oops. Restore. So to get all the
So packets. You're using the same command, yeah? .NET.
Yeah. And I will run it.
Okay, you will run it.
And now we will see that it's listening on the port, on localhost port 5000.
Mm-hmm. Go. You're using the wrong browser.
What? Do you want me to use?
Edge.
I can use Edge. But not here. See? Hello world?
You see? Yeah, it's hello world. Okay, that's awesome.
And then I can also use the smiley port.
Yeah, it's working. Okay.
So basically without any change. So we can go into the code, of course.
That's cool. Okay, now I'm okay.
Using something.
I'm slowly understanding why there's a Kestrel. It's not IIS. You could say that before, but okay. Because
same code.
What's that?
It's the same code.
It's Visual Studio Blue, code. Yellow, and small.
It's just the coloring.
Okay. It's the same code, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And this is the same editor that works everywhere and have the same IntelliSense and support.
Exactly.
Okay, that's cool. Maybe. Okay, so what you're basically saying to me right now that I can throw my 15 years of experience in .NET because I'm supposed to use Mac and the .NET Core and the new VS Code.
No. So the .NET framework is
so
still still in production, so you can use it and play with it. But if you want to do the cloud platform part, you will need to learn a few things.
So if I want to use cloud, I need to have core. I can use cloud with my current solution.
Of course, you can use cloud with.
Okay,
your
so why
you can also
I
use
even bother to move to the core then?
Well, if you want to run on Linux, for example, if you want to run on Mac, so that's up to you. But the idea here is that .NET Core. In its core.
And okay, so
it's basically lightweight.
So I need
it's
to use
modular.
Use command line everywhere.
No. But you can do it, but no.
Well, you have support. You just show me
you have support in Visual Studio Code, but also you have support in Visual Studio.
Okay. So I can use my Visual Studio right now, right here.
Exactly.
And I can write
just
the .NET
to install,
Core application.
You just need to install .NET Core SDK and that's it.
It will work.
Should I show you? So if you go to the .NET.
Okay.
.NET page. This is the home page of .NET, every .NET, the core one and the classic one.
So
and here you
everywhere.
Have all the information that you need. You have tutorials, you have downloads, interactive console, so all of your experience that you have
and
in
what
C-sharp
I can do
and
with
so
the interactive console.
Run
can,
it.
You, can you do the hello world there?
Of course you can.
Just it's already
run
there.
It. Compiling in the cloud. Look. Without
in the cloud.
Common line interface.
So it's a serverless application.
Something like that, yes.
Azure functions in action.
Yeah, so if you want to learn a little bit more about, you have a new documentation site, which is what is great
new
here is that you can...
because it's got new UI.
No. Well, it has, but
that's
it also
CSS.
Has one option that you can basically, as a community, of course, and we would like to invite you to contribute to the documentation site.
Yes, we so like to invite you to contribute to documentation. The best part of development.
And code. And code.
That's
okay.
Okay, that's really cool. That's really cool. Okay, but I'm not sold. I think that I won. My web application much faster. What do you think? Who win? Who won? No. Thank you. No. I'm really impressed by the .NET.
See. That's un- better applause. Look, history.
Okay.
This is something I didn't know that it exists.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.